Blog Talk Radio.
And apparently the music that I tried to upload and get put into place and yada, 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 did not work. Damn it. So I had to like, nope. Okay, well, hi, how are you? Whatever day this is, what day is this?
Today is Monday.
I don't have that much put together.
Monday the 5th.
Time dot is 8:30 Monday, August 5th of 2019, and apparently it is definitely a damn Monday. Apparently it is very definitely a damn Monday. It's Monday all over the place. Stepping into Monday, you get Monday on your shoes, you track Monday into the house, you get Monday in your car, and then the next thing you know, you're tracking it in at work. Got Monday just slinging everywhere. We need to come up with a thing where we just get rid of Monday, right? Get rid of Monday. Seems to work for the, you know, in the liberal mind, it seems to work. The whole left wing, let's get rid of all the guns, you know, idea because, hey, yeah, Q's like, hey, you know, back on the 3rd or 4th or whatever day it was, he's like, 24-hour warning, keep an eye out for freaks. Guess what? Within a day or so, we get freaks in frickin' El Paso, we get freaks up in Ohio somewhere, and I saw pictures earlier. I think it was on Gab. I won't swear to it. I should have snagged them or something. But they got a picture of the Walmart shooter and the Ohio shooter sitting right next to each other, and I swear to God, they look damn near like, almost like twins.
That's what
there's an age variation, it looks like. But they looked almost identical.
But I also came across, and this is if you go in the backwards machine, because there is such a
the
thing.
The Wayback
backwards
Machine?
Yeah, Wayback
You're
Machine.
You're talking about
that,
the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, one of the shooters happened to have been dead. So he's already been dead for years, about 5 years or so. So that's been proven.
Wow, I haven't heard about
that.
You,
I honestly believe that these are false flags. Because, come on, Christopher Wray is in charge of the FBI. And Christopher Wray is part of the deep state. And I don't care what anybody says. I just do not trust that that Attorney General Barr. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. There's something about that man, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts that besides his dad's connections to Jeffrey Epstein, there's something else that's going on because he's a gun grabber too. And Trump's speech today did not shine a good light on Trump, because first of all, he starts off blaming video games, and come on, if that's like blaming Looney Tunes cartoons from the 50s,
it's like blaming fat people on forks.
Exactly, you know. So that didn't go over too well with me. It didn't go over too well having more stricter. Gun laws in place. That didn't go over too smoothly. And again, he's pushing the red flag. Okay, Jim, I could, you know, contact your local PD if I knew your exact location, and say, hey, you know what? This guy I feel is off his rocker. So what are they going to do? They're going.
Well, under the red flag laws, they'll come out and they'll take. Well, here's what will happen to me specifically. They'll put me out of a job.
Yeah. So it is. I mean, I'm so pissed off at Trump in his speech this morning that I just want to spit nails. I'm pissed. I mean, And if that is his attitude, his real true attitude, which I think it is, because of these psyops.
I think the wrong people have his ear when it comes to these particular issues. Okay.
Yeah,
but I haven't fact checked any of these numbers that I'm fixing to give you. Okay, but you know, on a daily basis, there are 1,778 abortions. 1,773 people die of heart disease. 1,641 die of cancer. 685 medical errors. 401 accidents. 401 stroke. Alzheimer's 332. Diabetes 228. Flu 150. Suicide 128. Opioid 115. Drunk driving 28. Underage drinking 11. All teen texting and driving 8. All rifles.
Yeah.
One.
I think that your numbers are low because the statistics that I heard were even higher than your numbers. And I can't
quote you off
the top of my head. But you know, this grabbing guns from law-abiding citizens, even if it is for red flag, you know, if somebody gets, your best friend gets pissed off at you, then they're going to call the police on you, and it's just going to be a big hoopla, you know. And but according to Trump, it's grab the guns first and then due process, which is total complete BS.
Somebody's
like got
to get him straightened out on that.
I'm so angry, and Christopher Wray is for him to be. Oh my gosh, in charge of the FBI when he is as dirty as the dirtiest dirt in the world. And then I heard also that Peter Strzok is coming back to the FBI.
I heard that too, but I didn't get a full rundown on it. Let's see what we can find out about that, Strzok.
And that, you know, this whole bait and switch crap, I'm at my wit's end with it, because that's all I'm seeing from Michael. Michael is enjoying this conversation right now. I know he is, but you know, this is a bunch of BS. You know, think of the children. Think about all of those children that infanticize, you know, murder, abortion, crapola, and like I said, I'm so angry I'm spitting nails, man. I can't spit nails. And then, also in his speech, he's a minority report. He wants big tech to snitch on people for their posts. You know, that's a bunch of BS. And then, you know, and the FBI, just 2 days before the first shooting, we're not talking about the garlic festival, we're talking about the shooting in Texas, okay? 2 days before that happened, lo and behold, you know, the FBI comes out with all their new facts, you know, as far
as... facts related to what?
And Michael sent me a message. he never thought I would hear you criticize Trump.
No, you have to. You can't let this stand. You can't. He's somebody needs. Whoever's got his ear on this is the wrong person. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's by design. But then at the same time, you know, here's a curiosity. All these people that, and this has kind of been a bone of contention for a long time. Some of these folks that he's putting into some of these offices, you know, but who do you put? Okay, let's go with something. Okay. Let's go with something like HUD. Okay, so he puts Carson in charge of HUD. But who do you put in charge of HUD?
Okay. And
should be a HUD, but that's beside the point.
Okay, this is what, and I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking that it should be an open calling, not like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, an open audition, but have people that are Trump supporters, I guess, and have them apply for these positions and then do their background check, what have you, because, hey, for being an in-home caregiver for the elderly, you know, I have my fingerprints with the FBI, the DOJ. They did a whole complete background check to make sure of my sanity, yada, yada, yada. So I'm squeaky clean.
Yeah, they just got another copy of mine.
And so, you know, I think that there should be, people should be able to apply for these positions instead of all these career politicians. Because this is,
I agree. We
got to
get rid of the career politician issue.
Because this is ridiculous, man. I wish I could just like have a heart to heart with Trump, you know, by myself and get him straight on the facts. Because if this is the case, if he is going to go by what his speech said today, then I tell you, he just lost a voter in me. I'll tell you that right up front. And I don't care. I don't care how good the economy is. In fact, the stock market took a huge, huge, huge dive today. So the stock market is not good right now.
I think a big part of that is the whole China trade thing and the fear-mongering that's going on with that. And you've got every talking head out there that thinks that they know what's going on. Oh, you're gonna do this, and you're going to cause prices to go up for that. Well, by the way, folks, and I'm hearing some other things about prices that's going to cause some concern. The last 2 years, the food production out of the Midwest of the United States has been hampered by weather, so that's going to make food prices go up. So you might want to, you know, start a garden or something. Just saying. But
well, for sure.
He's right. He's entirely right. It's possible that China is like, okay, let's see what we can do to see about helping to get rid of Trump.
And you know,
and they're doubling down.
That could be it. You are right. Possibly right, because they specifically spoke about China and the tariff. And I'm a firm believer of tariffs, okay? I dig the fact that, you know, if it costs us X amount of money to export things, then by all means it should cost them, other countries, to be charged X amount of money to export things to the United States. I'm all for the tariff. And it should have happened long time ago.
Okay. I don't have a problem with him using tariffs as a tool. Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Now, if I'm remembering correctly, after all of the hand-wringing and the boo-hooing about how the tariffs were going to cause between us and the EU were going to cause issues. As I recall, everybody settled on a zero tariff plan, didn't they?
You know, I'm not positive on that, so I can't talk about that, you know, without being absolutely positive. But I think tariffs are good. That's my personal personal opinion, because it's like paying these exorbitant amounts of oil prices to all these other, you know, countries in the Middle East. And those are basically tariffs without calling them tariffs. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
It's just all baffling, but we're trying to look at things from a logical standpoint. Without letting the fields get in the way. And sometimes, you know, sometimes even I have problems with fields getting in the way of my thinking. And I have to work on that. You know?
Well, you know, it's like I tell people, you know, take yourself out of the picture, especially if it's directly affecting you. take yourself out of the picture and then be the observer of the picture. See what's really happening in that picture. And then, you know, come to your conclusions and stuff. Because I spoke with somebody today, and I'm trying to get him on as a guest on tomorrow night's show. And I wanted to talk about Trump's speech. And so I'm just, he was kind of a naysayer. And it's like, dude, this is what he said. It was black and white.
Well, there's something else about Trump you have to realize, though. He'll start out taking the most extreme position possible.
Yeah, but
and then there's the negotiation process.
Okay,
I don't know how anybody that understands the whole firearm issue in any way, form, or fashion can buy into this stupidity. Here's a question. What kind of safeguards could be put into these red flag laws that would make them palatable to the rest of us?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I
don't know. I'm just asking the question.
There shouldn't be any red flag laws at all. You can't. It's again Minority Report. You're guilty until you're proven innocent. And Lord knows if it were to happen to you, again, hypothetically, if it were to happen to you, Lord knows if you get your weapons back. You know, that's up to the courts. That could take years, literally years.
And money.
In the meantime, your family, they're a great risk of something happening to your family. Your house get burglarized by some gang member that has a weapon. You know, just too many things can happen. I say these red flag laws are a bunch of BS, and I've been saying it ever since they started coming out with these red flag laws. And then you had him sitting next to Dianne Feinstein, you know, and they're talking about weapons and stuff like that. And he's going, his words were, you know, take the guns first and then due process. Those were his words. That is, he's not following the Constitution at all. And then
I understand.
Getting big tech involved in and actually spying on us,
that's even worse.
People. You know what? And that, again, against the Constitution. And like I said, I'm so angry I can spit nails right now.
Well, here's something I can share. Okay.
Is it good?
Get back to where I was. All right. From the book, from the 1991 book, Behold a Pale Horse. Written by Bill Cooper, former United States Naval Intelligence Briefing Team member, reveals information that remains hidden from the public eye. This information has been kept in top secret government files since the 40s. Now, back to the other tab. Chapter 12, page 225. The government, whoever he's talking about, the government encouraged the manufacture and importation of military firearms for the criminals to use. It is intended to foster a feeling of insecurity which would lead the American people to voluntarily disarm themselves by passing laws against firearms, using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in a process called Orion. The CIA inculcated the desire in these people to open fire on schoolyards and thus inflame the anti-gun lobby. The plan is well underway and so far is working perfectly. The middle class is begging the government to do away with the Second Amendment.
See, and
author's note just prior to that, I have found that these events have indeed happened all over the country, and in every instance that I have investigated the incident at the woman's school in, and that's all behind the thing, I can't read the rest of it because it's behind whatever they had put on the meme. But
And you know what?
Read this book.
You know, it's Operation Northwood. They do have Behold the Pale Horse on audiobook on YouTube. That's if they still do before it gets banned. But this is, again, it is their playbook, just like Operation Northwoods. Yeah. And that, it all coincides. Any operation against we the people is for government to gain control over us. And it's control over we the people. It's not necessarily gun control, because once they have that, you know, they do have control over we the people. And these PSYOPs, Christopher Wey is a POS. He is not to be trusted. And why he is head of the FBI is beyond me. I like I said, I'm so ticked off, man. So ticked off. It broke my heart, though. That friggin' speech this morning, it was rather short. It just broke my heart. And I tell you, if this is Trump's way of turning red coat on us, or should I say blue coat on us, you know, it's succeeding.
I don't know. I don't know what his game is. This is good. This is going to cost him.
It is going to cost him. It is going to cost him. But then you have to look. Okay, look at all the other idiots that are Democratic hopefuls. You know, they're all gun grabbers. They're all globalists. All of them. Even, you know, shiny shoe Tulsi Gabbard. She is a friggin' globalist. She is a proud member of the CFR, and she is she's a gun grabber. You know, she talks a pretty tune, but she is a friggin' globalist.
Well, and this is one of those things that would cause me problems. This is something that they could use to justify their red gun laws against me or flag laws against me. Now's the time to buy your guns off the books and bury them, and not in your backyard.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, and the latest ones, you know, I'm still on the fence about the garlic festival in California. Okay. But supposedly that guy had wire cutters. He cut through, and mind you, there were metal detectors around. Okay. So he allegedly, he allegedly took wire cutters, cut through the fence, and then hopped into the garlic festival. Now, that, like I said, I didn't do too much research on that, but they didn't make a big hoopla about that one either. They didn't make a big stink about it, okay? Now, the one in Texas, it's pretty apparent. You have side-by-side pictures. You have a very, very grainy picture of the alleged shooter. And then you have one that is not so grainy. Well, his pants have changed, okay? He went from cargo pants to khakis in a matter of two photographs. Okay?
Okay.
And also, people, eyewitnesses said that there were four shooters there.
And which one was that at? Was that at the Walmart?
That was El Paso.
That was the one at the Walmart.
Yes, that one was at the Walmart. Okay. And I say release all video, and release it unaltered, okay? Because if these, and this is more than one eyewitness that has said there was more than one shooter. There were four shooters. Okay, and
see,
I caught
some of that today.
Several people have come forward with that information. You know, and then the guy in Ohio, you know, that again, I mean, something is just not right. Something is not settling right with me, and my tummy is just, my tummy is upset about this. So when my tummy gets upset, then yeah, something is wrong in Chi-Town. I'll tell you that. And this is just, but this is the FBI's MO all the time. And could it be because of all the crap that's going down? Elijah Cummings' wife is under investigation for $6.2 million that is unaccounted for. And we know what a scum Elijah Cummings is. I mean, millions of dollars have been sent to Baltimore, and he can't account for it. And it is rat infested.
Right.
You know, this is a bunch of baloney. And then you have friggin' Nancy Pelosi taking, okay, and this is not racist, okay? She's taking the crew, and I mean, she's taking Elijah Cummings, she's taking Ilhan Omar, a few other cronies to Guyana, to Africa, on a vacation. They already went. And
who's the point in
that? Who's paying for that? Oh, because it was like the 400th anniversary of Free the Slaves or some crap. I don't know. And we the people paid for that crap. What up with this stuff? Why are these people getting away with that? On
well, because
our
they're
dime,
Democrats to start with.
On our dime. You know, you got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her head guy is under investigation now, too, for millions of dollars of fraud, campaign fraud. You know, he up and quit her campaign, or he was part of her team, you know.
Yeah.
And this is, I want to see crap happening. I'm sick of waiting and waiting and waiting. It's the on time. We need action now. If Trump is a man of his word, besides the bullshit that I heard today in that speech, if he is a man of his word, I want action now. Like I told you, I am so ticked off.
Oh. Okay, but here's the thing again. Trump cannot use the government to do this because then they'll say that he's just doing it. It's one of those things. If he just makes open accusations like that and then opens investigations, then they'll say that he's just trying to use the government to shut down his political enemies.
Dude. Okay, how many people have turned this around and did this to Trump? They spied on him.
I understand.
They spied on him
did.
Before the election. They had the Christopher Steele dossier, which is a phony, it's phony. So how he could be attached to anything illegal, criminal, to something that is non-existent is beyond me. Again, who's paying for this? The taxpayers. You know, I am just fit to be kind. And then bring in friggin' bringing Peter Strzok back into the mix? What the fudge is going on, man?
I'm curious about that. I've been trying to find something on that the last, well, I tried a while ago. I did a quick search and didn't find anything. So I'm trying to find
anything about that. Oh, excuse me. Red Pill News has it on their website.
All right. Well, Michael's got his hand up, so we'll get to him in just a second.
It might be Red Pill.
RedPillNews.com.
Red Pill News 68, maybe.
60, well, yeah, because that came up with an ad for something else.
I'll find it for you.
How's the search going? Hey, Michael, what's up?
Oh, I just wanted to comment on a couple of things that you guys are talking about. I can't say too much because of the research that James and I have done. We're going to gut the El Paso shooting and the Dayton shooting, just like last week we gutted the Garlic Festival shooting. So without saying too much and giving away Thursday night's show, the thing of it is that one has to understand, let's talk first about the violent video games. You know, everybody is screaming about that, not just Trump. But here's the thing. Japan is an absolute mecca for violent video games, and they don't have this problem. Okay?
Okay.
Not only that, in Japan, they have such strict gun laws that there is virtually no private ownership allowed for guns in the society. And those people over there feel very comfortable and very safe. So the issue is how much do those games really play and come into a role in this particular situation? I don't think they do. I mean, to be quite honest with you, those are imaginary characters with imaginary weapons. And believe you me, kids are aware of that. So, you know, I throw that out the window. Also, go ahead.
Well, it's just like I said. I mean, the Looney Tunes cartoons, they tried blaming that on, violence. This was when Obama was, when Barry Hussein Hussein-Toro was in office, and they were trying to blame, Looney Tunes cartoons because of that. And it's like, really? Are you guys serious?
People have to look at the, whatever his name was, Patrick Cruziel or whatever. You have to look at his upbringing. His father was a drug addict and alcoholic for 40 years. And that's an established fact. He even admitted it on a video and an interview.
Okay.
He was also.
I heard that his father was a psychologist.
Well, he's not a psychologist. He's a mental health therapist. There's a big difference. And he owns this clinic in Dallas, and it's got something to do with biofeedback, which I don't put too much stock in. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't work. But the fact of the matter is his upbringing probably had some effect in his role in that shooting.
What a perfect Manchurian candidate.
Hey, bingo. And see, here's the thing. You're going to tell me, and I don't know if anybody really looked at this, the picture of the weapon that he was carrying was a 30-round banana clip. I know that for a fact because we used to use them back in the 60s. Okay? How in the hell did this guy by himself kill 20
with no training
and whoop, with no training 26 people injured with only 30 rounds of ammunition, and then you're going to tell me that in a state like Texas that has open carry not one shot was fired at him?
Because there were three other shooters.
And I've been wondering about that. The, El Paso, Texas, I don't see El Paso as being all that, you know. I don't know for certain. I haven't been to El Paso in a very, 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 very long time. But I don't see them as being one of those gun-toting areas of Texas. I don't know why I say that. It's just I don't. I don't really see Dallas as being real big on it, whereas Fort Worth, it's a lot more common.
Yeah.
I also want to add that the Dayton, Ohio shooting, the cops' response time was less than, it could have been a minute, okay? That was their response time. You know, you call, or I call the cops, their response time is going to be at least, you know, what, 10 to 15 minutes. But there happened to have been all those cops just around that area at that specific time. Negative. These were PSYOPs. And yes, people die in PSYOPs. False flag.
They do.
People die. Innocent people die.
That's right. And the thing of it is that I only saw one cop there in El Paso, at least on the videos that I watched. However, we can't forget that Antifa just last week said that they were going to be doing drills in the El Paso area.
According to that guy's Twitter, before Twitter deleted it, and thank goodness people have some common sense to screenshot his stuff. First of all, they said that he was, he was involved in Antifa. Okay, that's what Twitter said. And when did the shootings happen? We'll say on Saturday, his Twitter read that he was a Democrat, and then Sunday that somebody changed it and said he was a Republican.
Well, this is another little situation that people aren't aware of. In the state of Texas, you do not claim Democrat or Republican when you register to vote. There's no such thing. Okay. Even in the primary or the general election, not in the state of Texas. It is a state where you can vote for one candidate who's a Republican because you like his platform. You can vote for a Democrat because you like his platform, a Libertarian or an Independent or whoever else is on the ticket. Okay? So he was not a registered Democrat, at least not in Texas. And I checked the Texas Texas voter rolls and typed in his name and came back no information available.
Okay.
Okay. So he was not a registered Democrat. Now,
they went in the Wayback Machine, and this particular guy, his name came up, and he's been dead. He's been dead for what, five, 10 years, something like that. Okay? So, this is a friggin' false flag. It's a PSYOP.
Yeah.
And just because he wasn't a registered voter or either party, it doesn't mean that he can't put that on Twitter. Okay?
But here's the deal, and that little group that he belonged to, True Life or whatever it was called, that could be altered by anybody. He could have altered it. You know, so we don't know, or I don't know for an absolute fact. In fact, the FBI doesn't know, even if he even wrote it, because it was penned P. Cruzial or whatever his name was. Okay? Just P, period, and the last name. That was it. There was no declaration of in any shape or form on his manifesto. And if you read his manifesto, you would see that he wasn't any more of a Democrat than anybody could possibly be a Democrat. I mean, because He was in love with the fact that Trump was building the wall. He hated mixed relationships. He stated that explicitly in that manifesto. And
okay,
that
the alleged manifesto. Okay, let's call it what it is. The alleged manifesto.
Okay, well, whatever,
Because,
well,
again,
but, you know,
FBI could have posted that up on 8chan.
That's very possible. I'm not going to say that, you know, I don't know.
The address from where he allegedly resided at and where the Walmart, it was over 30 miles.
No. 650 miles. He drove 650 miles. That's the distance from Dallas. That's where his apartment was. He drove from Dallas to El Paso, 650 miles.
Okay, that's even a longer shot.
Yeah.
You know, pun intended, but, you know, and the FBI has been known to do this.
Oh, yeah.
The bottom line is they're coming for our guns, period.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, and Trump made that explicitly clear today in his speech. You know, and I'm saddened by it, even though I don't like the man. I thought that he was a person that those of us who do own guns could count on, but I'm beginning to think otherwise now. It's an interesting situation. And then the other comment that I wanted to make, and then you can put me back in the blue room, is in reference to Elijah Cummings, his district is pretty bad. There's no doubt about it. But guess who owns 5 apartment buildings in that district? Jared Kushner. He has 109 city violations to clean those apartments up. Now, I find it rather interesting that how much was it? $19 million came up missing? How do we know for a fact that that went into Elijah Cummings' pocket? We don't know. Just like we don't really know if that manifesto was written by Peter or whatever his name was. You know?
For sure.
But Kushner has not done anything to do anything, but yet he did receive grants. That's a fact. That's in the Baltimore city ledgers or whatever you call it. He received grants.
He should be held accountable too. I think every single one of them should be held accountable for their misdeeds. I don't care. I don't care if you're the president. Okay, I don't care. You should be held accountable.
But at least hold them accountable for legitimate deeds, not.
Right,
fake
right.
Accusations.
Not, you know, he's racist. You know, Trump doesn't care if you are male, female, white, black, Asian, Hispanic. He doesn't give a rat's patootie about that. He'll go after you no matter what. He doesn't discriminate when it comes to his tweets. You know,
it's just
a bunch of BS.
But let's talk. Yes, Kushner has some buildings in what's his name's region. Okay,
uh-huh.
What's Los Angeles? All these other Democrat-held cities for so long, Chicago, Illinois. For instance, Detroit,
right.
For instance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where's all, and we know they get money coming in. We don't know how much. We haven't really looked to see how much. But where's that money going to?
No, exactly.
Exactly. Every single one of them held accountable. Although all the credence in freaking California, you know, they should be held accountable. You got, idiot Gavin Newsom, you know, grab guns. It's like, you know, people are crapping in the streets of California, and you're getting all bajiggity over freaking grabbing guns. Come on.
And here's a thought. Here's a thought. Here's a thought right here. Here's a simple thought. California is one of the most heavily restricted states. And
for sure.
At the same time, you have people crapping in the streets. So, lack of, you know, if you want to play the liberal game about that, and I'm not talking about the like a legitimate liberal, but the left liberals nutcase games. More people having more guns prevents people from shitting in the streets.
No, I'm not saying that. You know, it's just you.
Well, I know, but I'm just playing their game.
Clean up your own backyard, man. And this, I saw a video of this in California. They were clearing out people from under the 405 freeway, and just to clean it up, to get it sanitary, okay? So they make these people move for about, I don't know, an hour or so. They did their scrubbing and stuff of the poop and pee, whatever. And then after they're gone, within seconds, people are pooing and peeing underneath there again. This is ridiculous. And talk about rat infested. Sure, there's a diseases going on in California that have been dormant for hundreds of years that are coming to life again because of this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So yes, I can say without a doubt, California is one of those poop holes.
Well, and I can tell you for an absolute fact, at least in my own mind, it's a fact, that idiot that was governor, I forget his name, and then
Jerry
the
Brown.
New one, and then the new one they've got, they are the very cause of those kinds of situations in California. The cost
for
of
sure.
living is so damn high in California due to their policies. People are dropping out left and right. They can't afford to do anything. They can't even afford to move anymore.
$19 billion in the rainy day fund. There should not be any homeless people in California, period. Even if they choose to be homeless on their own accord. You know, then there's something mentally wrong with them at that point, I believe. But who am I to judge? I mean, it's just wacko. Everything is wacko. You do have another caller with her hand up, too, by the way, Jim.
Yeah, but that's just Renegade. He'll hold on. Actually, Michael, you said something about going back to the listening phase. So have you pretty much covered?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We'll set you back in the listening phase. This way, I don't end up with like 19 million open mics and every fart, belch, and scratch going out over the air. Yes, Renegade. What's going on?
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Hi, Renegade.
Good. I suppose things are pretty much going the exact way that you'd expect it to go down.
Yeah,
no,
right?
Eva's spitting nails tonight.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to your show and kind of had a flashback to when the other night I was perusing the channels on the television set. And all of a sudden, oh, mass shooting. And I'm like, ah, here we go again. Another one, oh, Ohio, Texas, wherever. I'm like, here we go again. I don't know if the listeners out there are familiar with what's called the Iron Mountain Report. The Iron Mountain Report was done back in the 1960s, actually during JFK. And it is a way to disarm America, the Americans, in the golden age of what they call peace. Well, the way they're trying to do it isn't so peaceful. There's a man named Russ Dizdar, and I'm going to say this again. For any of you listeners out there, I invite you to get the book titled Black Awakening. subtitle, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier. This is a book that was 30 years in the making. 30 years of investigations went into this book. And the term Black Awakening wasn't something that Russ Bizdar came up with. This is a term that these people that have inner dwellings within the government, these high-ranking Satanists, and yes, they're there. Michael Aquino, look up him. Research him if you don't believe me. So these high-ranking Satanists and the inner dwellings, the deep dwellings of government, this is their term, the Black Awakening. Well, you might ask, what is that? It's exactly what you're seeing going on with these fake psychological operations, or known as PSYOP, as Eva stated, where they, through the MKUltra program, they can literally turn on someone just from a phone call, maybe a knock at the door, however they've been programmed to do, and activate the shooter. Or activate the little old lady that lives next door to become a knife serial killer. You know,
knife-wielding wacko.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't do research into these things anymore because it's a waste of my time. But I'm glad that you all are. And Eva, thank you for stepping up to the plate and doing such, because all, even Sandy Hoax, going back to that, even though we don't hear about it anymore, there's holes all through these stories like Swiss cheese. Every single one of them.
Sure.
All of them. And you got to remember, the world is their stage. Well, who do I mean by their? Well, some people call them the deep state. Other people call them a shadow government. Other people call them the Illuminati. I just call them the darkest of dark Satanists you can get at. I mean, if you're willing to kill an innocent person to better your agenda for the New World Order, you are the scum of scum. And that's what we see going on. Do you remember the Aurora shooting in Aurora,
yeah,
Colorado, with the Batman,
sure,
movie or whatever? Do you remember the guy that they showed did the original shooting, and then the guy they had in the courtroom?
James,
like, they were literally two different people.
I forget his last name, but his first name was James. Yeah.
The original guy had black hair, totally different eye structure, totally different face structure. Then the guy they had in the courtroom was like he woke up in a bad dream. He had red hair,
right,
totally a Caucasian, compared to the other person, which his ethnic background could be argued.
Right.
But could you imagine him, you know, being him? And you're all talking about these Twitter accounts. Do you know how easy it is for someone to hack your account on Twitter, Facebook, or, you know, Bumble, website, whatever
simple
it is?
It's
right.
Very simple.
And then you're mentioning about it, this guy being dead. Well, no doubt in my mind. You know, and these people don't have identity. These people don't know what they're doing. They are programmed to do what they're to do. And you mentioned about the banana clip, you know, 30 rounds, 26 dead or 29 dead. That person spent some excessive time with the CIA, evidently. And this is what I wanted to tell Jimmy, or not Jimmy, Michael. He mentioned about the people playing video games in Japan. Well, that's fine and dandy. And those people are all freaked out on them things. Trust me, they are. But there's something that America has that Japan does not have. That's the CIA. Project Paperclip. I mean, it's all this stuff. I mean,
yep.
The CIA is one, probably the most corrupt organization that, unfortunately, this country has to offer. These people are behind the bombings overseas. They are behind so much corruption. And to find out, like, who has ties with what they do, the agenda behind it, I'm sure will blow people's minds. But all we're seeing is another fake event, another staged event, another psychological operation. It's all these things are. And it's to scare people, to basically scare you into submission so that you will willfully just go along with their narrative and their agenda to disarm the Americans, the American citizen. Like I said, read the Iron Mountain Report. It's all in there.
I'm I'm gonna get on that. But thanks for the info, man. Because you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter what title you give them, what name you attach to them. It all boils down to that they're Satanists. I mean, because you hit the nail on the head.
It's evil.
Taking a child's life to further their agenda, that's factual. I mean, it's oh man. I mean,
Eva,
I woke up.
Do you remember the LAX? LAX shooting?
Yeah.
Do you remember? I was this, and this is something we all. When did that happen? Do you remember? Because there's something that was tied in with that.
Oh my God!
That was back in 2014 or 2015, I believe. The psychological operation. Oh, by the way, listeners, I mentioned about Michael Aquino. Guess what he was? Not only does he have, basically clearance into the Pentagon, but Michael Aquino, a devout Satanist, he started the Temple of Set. He was head of psychological operations, otherwise known as a PSYOP. He was head of it in Vietnam. These are the people in our government that are doing and pulling these events, these hoaxes. But the LAX shooting, when that happened, there was another narrative that some of the media played on it. I was blown away by what I heard on the radio driving into work. They talked about the LAX. They said how this guy had a backpack on. And many of us back in that time said, just wait till they start blaming the truthers. And that's what they did. They said They said that this guy had all this material, books, and memoirs, whatever, in his backpack, how he was against the New World Order. Well, they spun that, and they took it. And I was listening to this report. I'm like, I can't believe what I'm hearing. Well, I could believe what I'm hearing because we're dealing with a fake event. So, of course, they got to put their fakery in it, and then they got to downplay things like the New World Order, which we know is very real. But they were saying how this guy had all this anti-New World Order material, and he was a truther. And I'm like, yep, here we go. They're going to start targeting individuals.
It was actually 2013, and Renegade just jarred my memory as far as, the FBI coming out 2 days before the El Paso shooting. They they're basically coming down even harder on alternative media, and they want to control the narrative. And if that is not a scary thought, I don't know what is, man. Oh man.
Eva, do you remember one of the first idiots, the mother of the Grinch? You know who I'm talking about? Dianne Feinstein.
Right.
She came out years ago and said, we need to get rid of the alternative media. How can you call it alternative when it's the truth? The alternative media is the lamestream media that's on every night on everyone's freaking TV that they're being lied to through.
Now, I don't know if you guys caught this, but there was right after this shooting, I had to I actually tape recorded it off of this this person that I follow, because I know that her video is going to get deleted. But he calls in and he uses this alias name and to NBC, and he's saying, yeah, he was there at the movie theater, blah 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 blah, and his aunt worked at the Walmart and his aunt is okay. And he said that the guy started screaming, grab your women because the blacks are going to rape them. And then another racial slur. And then the guy from NBC is like really getting into this conversation. And then towards the end, he says, you're an effing idiot. And he actually said the word. You're an effing idiot for believing this. And, but these are what the FBI wants us to listen to, is these mainstream narratives. And we know that they are, you know, it was back in the day that they were called the fourth branch of government was the mainstream media.
Absolutely.
And
they're arm of the government, just like Big Pharma. It's another arm of the government, or the shadow government, I should say.
And but this, and if this doesn't scare you, as far as what Trump came out during his press conference this morning, then I don't know what is going to scare
you. Can
you
fill me in on that? What did he say?
I'll send you the link.
Actually, here, let me do something real fast. Let me see if I can pull this off. Talk about some live time in here. Let me go to YouTube.
Do you have it, Jim?
I don't know yet. Let's just see what I can. Y'all keep talking. I'll see what I can accomplish here in the background.
Eva, long and short, what did he basically say that you say is scary?
Oh, well, he was talking about the violence in video games and
they always blame
more restrictions on gun owners, and then my mind is drawing a blank because I.
Oh, I'm sure they'll bring in. I'm sure they're going to bring in Big Pharma because it does scatter a person's.
They did bring in.
Y'all keep going.
Pharma. They did bring in Big Pharma too. And
like I said, there's something else out there too for the listeners to look up. It's called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. Check that out. Protocols of the Elders of Zion. Check that out. The Iron Mountain Report. I mean, these are things that they are preparing. They want to disarm us. Let's get back to Eric Holder, what he said. Under the, you know, Barry Secura administration, you know, we have to brainwash people into fearing guns.
I'm going to interrupt here for a second, just let you know something. Supposedly, that was a book that was released that they make a lot of claims that it was a hoax. Okay,
yeah, I know.
I don't
That's a
know.
Of tracks.
They also
all we have to do is read it.
Do the same. They also make the same claim for the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. They claim that that's a hoax. However, like you said, if you go and read it, then and then compare it to the world as, you know, the world of today, even, somebody is following it.
Absolutely.
Well,
playbook.
Of course. And of course, they're going to say it was hokey dokey and a big hoax and stuff like that. Why? Because they want to try to cover their tracks.
Exactly. They want to dumb it down.
Let's see if I can upload this real fast.
It's like if, you know, if you came up with something that was supposed to be top secret and someone found it out. Now you got to get the damage control. Come on, damage control people. Do what you got. You do what you do best. Make damage control. Oh, that was a hoax. So you get a bunch of fake websites or fake postings on the internet saying, you know, it was a hoax. It was a book. The Iron Mountain Report was not a book. It was actually something that was done in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in Iron Mountain. But the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, I have seen that. How they said it was a book written, it was meant as a hoax. Well, let me tell you something. You're really going to spend time and effort going into such great detail that even holds true today? You're going to spend that much time and effort for no reason at all? If you read the Protocols of the Elders of Zion and look at the world today, you'll see it in action. And then ask yourself, was this really a book? No, it was a playbook. It was a book in a way. It was a playbook.
For sure.
It got me mad when I was reading it.
I've been angry since friggin' 6 o'clock this morning. 6 o'clock this morning when I was.
Well, great way to start
up.
Your day with that cup of coffee, right?
I didn't even have coffee, and I'm just like listening to this unfathomable speech from from Donald J. And I'm just like,
okay.
Are you
well, Eva, here you go. And get your notepad so you can take notes of what you've got, because I have right here underneath my little finger, let's see if it works. This is the full speech.
President Trump has shown the steps he believes the U.S. should take after two deadly mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton this weekend. Mr. Trump zeroed in on a number of areas he wants the government to tackle, such as mental health and violent video games. The president also mentioned one step he'd like to take on the topic
to
of gun control.
We must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process. That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders.
I want to bring in Weijia Jiang and Caitlin Huey Burns. Weijia is a CBS News White House correspondent.
Okay.
And
well,
Caitlin is a CBSN political reporter. Weijia, let's start with you. We heard the president there talk about those red flags.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, because the original posted on We the People pages, and the full speech was, let me go down here.
Okay, now I'm getting it from C-SPAN, so it's 9 minutes and 57 seconds.
Okay.
But it's actually his speech, so... It's 9 minutes and 50 seconds. 9 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay. Hey, how long?
Did you say 3 minutes and 54 seconds? I'm
going to smack somebody in the
mouth. You know what? Going back to
Trump, this one.
You know, before he was elected, listening to he was speaking our jargon, you know, the key words we wanted to hear. Now all of a sudden, you know, if he was so truthful, he would call this shit out, this stuff out. Sorry, he would say,
okay.
You know, there's something
I'll
going on
in
within the
minute.
Government,
which is oh so true. That's how come I'm fit to be tied. I'm just like,
yeah, same here.
Listening to that this morning, it was a bunch of BS. Then you have Dan Crenshaw is another POS. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And for somebody who allegedly lost his eye from an IED, and he wants, you know, with this TAP law that he's pushing, he wants everybody's guns to be grabbed too. He's no better than a Democrat. He's a rhino. Republican.
If they seriously attempted to take the guns, I mean, they people were dumb enough back in the day, back in 1933, they were dumb enough to hand over their gold. They really were. They were dumb enough
over
their gold. Do you see people actually handing over their guns? There's some hardcore. I'm talking police. I'm talking veterans and active military. Do you see people actually handing over their guns?
Kamala Harris is the one that is. Kamala Harris is the one that's saying, after I'm president, I'm going to make, you know, a door-to-door search. And it's like, really, Kamala Harris? Like, you can do that to every home in the United States. There's that possibility.
Okay, here we go. This is his thing. As far as I know, this is all Trump, and it's everything that he said.
Good morning. My fellow Americans, this morning, our nation is overcome with shock, horror, and sorrow.
Jimmy, can you turn it up a little bit?
More than 80 people were killed or wounded. In
Perfect.
Two evil attacks. One Saturday morning in El Paso, Texas, a wicked man went to a Walmart store where families were shopping with their loved ones. He shot and murdered 20 people and injured 26 others, including precious little children. Then in the early hours of Sunday morning, Dayton, Ohio. Another twisted monster opened fire on a crowded downtown street. He murdered 9 people, including his own sister, and injured 27 others.
Okay.
The First Lady and I join all Americans in praying and grieving for the victims, their families, and the survivors. We will stand by their side forever. We will never forget. These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity. We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror. Our hearts are shattered for every family whose parents, children, husbands, and wives were ripped from their arms and their lives. America weeps for the fallen. We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief. We ask God in heaven to ease the anguish of those who suffer, and we vow to act with urgent resolve. I want to thank the many law enforcement personnel who responded to these atrocities with the extraordinary grace and courage of American heroes. I have spoken with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, as well as Mayor DeMargo of El Paso, Texas, and Mayor Nan Whaley of Dayton, Ohio, to express our profound sadness and unfailing support. Today, we also send the condolences of our nation to President Obrador of Mexico and all the people of Mexico for the loss of their citizens in the El Paso shooting. Terrible, terrible thing. I have also been in close contact with Attorney General Barr and FBI Director Wray. Federal authorities are on the ground, and I have directed them to provide any and all assistance required, whatever is needed. The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism, whatever they need. We must recognize that the internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize, disturb minds, and perform demented acts. We must shine light on the dark recesses of the internet and stop mass murders before they start. The internet, likewise, is used for human trafficking, illegal drug distribution, and so many other heinous crimes. The perils of the internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. In the 2 decades since Columbine, our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another, over and over again, decade after decade. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion. In that task, we must honor the sacred memory of those we have lost by acting as one people. Open wounds cannot heal if we are divided. We must seek real bipartisan solutions. We have to do that in a bipartisan manner that will truly make America safer and better for all. First, we must do a better job of identifying and acting on early warning signs. I am directing the Department of Justice to work in partnership with local, state, and federal agencies, as well as social media companies, to develop tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike. As an example, the monster in the Parkland High School in Florida had many red flags against him, and yet nobody took decisive action. Nobody did anything. Why not? Second, we must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately. Cultural change is hard, but each of us can choose to build a culture that celebrates the inherent worth and dignity of every human life. That's what we have to do. Third, we must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun. Fourth, we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process. That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders. Today, I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years
right
of needless delay.
Holy crap.
These are just a few of the areas of cooperation that we can pursue. I am open and ready to listen and discuss all ideas that will actually work and make a very big difference. Republicans and Democrats have proven that we can join together in a bipartisan fashion to address this plague. Last year, we enacted the Stop School Violence and Fix NICS Acts into law, providing grants to improve school safety and strengthening critical background checks for firearm purchases. At my direction, the Department of Justice banned bump stocks. Last year, we prosecuted a record number of firearms offenses. But there is so much more that we have to do. Now is the time to set destructive partisanship aside, so destructive, and find the courage to answer hatred with unity, devotion, and love. Our future is in our control. America will rise to the challenge. We will always have, and we always will, win. The choice is ours, and ours alone. It is not up to mentally ill monsters. It is up to us. If we are able to pass great legislation after all of these years, we will ensure that those who were attacked will not have died in vain. May God bless the memory of those who perished in Toledo. May God protect them. May God protect all of those from Texas to Ohio. May God bless the victims and their families. May God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. He even hit on pre-crime. Pre-crime. He's talking about pre-crime.
The Minority Report. I tell you.
Yes.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Life imitates art. And this is why I'm spitting nails, man. This is,
wow.
I mean, totally,
you know what, Eva?
Totally.
How many people do we know, and then I also know, outside of our loop, that have said, don't trust them, they're all puppets. They're all puppets. As he called people puppets, sounds like he's one too. That was insanity right there.
It was pure insanity. But if you also watch the actual video, he did look quite off. I'm not saying that it was a double.
It could have been a CGI.
It could have been a CGI very easily, because that's what they're using more and more of. And but the bottom line is that this is what is being said to we the people, and
you know what the problem with it is, the whole problem here. We the people, or we the sheeple? These people believe what the TV's telling them. They don't know what we've been speaking. They don't know about MK Ultra. They don't know about the Iron Mountain Report. They don't know about these things. So they're not able to actually look at something and calibrate in their mind and say, okay, this is wrong. This is fake. There's holes all through it. They just go along with the story. They go along with the narrative, as you stated earlier.
Sure. And what people are in up in arms on Twitter about is that towards the end of his speech there, he said Toledo, Ohio, not Dayton, Ohio. So people were like up in arms, and it could have been, you know, a misprint on the teleprompter. It very well could have been. What say you, Jim?
I'll tell you this, doesn't even sound like him.
Are you a little taken back there, Jim? Jim.
Evidently so. He's speechless. He's taken back.
No, I had simply muted my phone.
Well, Jim, as my son calls Trump a puppet.
What did you put that under, Jim?
It's at the very bottom of the list. It says Trump's complete remarks, I think.
Okay.
Let me double check that. Yeah, Trump's complete response. The red flag laws, we can delete that one because that was the news thing. So let me go see about deleting that.
Well, red flag laws right there, Jimmy, that's something right there. They can red flag you tomorrow just because they want to. Like,
We spoke about that earlier.
Well, that's the whole problem with all of this.
Even if you don't have a weapon and somebody says that you do,
right?
They can still go into your home and friggin' do a search and possible seizure, even if you don't have any weapons. I mean, this is beyond 1984.
Listen to what it said about mental health. Are any of us sane? Like, what is normal? To me, he's not sane. He's out of his freaking mind. Listen to his speech. Proves it. That's proof he's out of his mind. Whoever wrote it.
I honestly can't believe how far away
this country has gotten from its roots.
I woke up to this morning, and then it was like, okay, wait a half hour for the news conference to start. And so I set my alarm, and then I still had to friggin' wait for him. And when he was done, I was just like, what the heck? Wow.
Yep.
Michael says Texas is considering red flag laws being put in place at the next legislation. But, you know, there are, thank goodness, because I do follow Jared from Guns and Gadgets, and you get your Second Amendment news really quick with him. Jared is a cop, but he's totally Constitution, we the people, blah, 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 blah. I encourage everybody to go check out his channel. And it is, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you a question. Like, we kind of like mentioned it, but I think this is a big deal. The pre-crime thing.
It's a huge deal, man.
Right.
This is
so they're slowly rolling this out.
This is huge.
You sound surprised.
They can literally create a profile on you. That's not even real.
And this
that's
is
not
working,
even real.
This is working in coalition, in coordinates with friggin' social media, Facebook and stuff.
Well, it's working in accordance with the Democrats.
Shoot, I had a friggin' profile picture of me holding up a 44 mag, and somebody asked if it was mine, and I, joking, no, it wasn't mine, okay? I could just imagine. It took two hands to just pick that thing up. The thing is huge.
Honestly, there's so much he said. There's so much he said that I'm just like, holy crap.
This is beyond disturbing.
Yep.
So I will be talking about this tomorrow, more on tomorrow night's show. But I am highly disturbed by that speech. I am just like, I'm dumbfounded, man.
Jimmy, Eva asked you this question. I'm going to ask you the same thing. How do you feel about that speech?
Okay. As with most things, when Trump comes along, he sounds real extreme. I think that the absolute wrong people currently have his ear, and I'm hoping that somebody's around somewhere that can talk sense into him. The red flag laws are one of those. You know, if there wasn't a possibility to abuse them, okay, since how we no longer have the family unit doing policing itself.
Right.
Okay. So if the family unit can't police itself, then it's got to go to somebody. And I don't like saying this. I really don't. I'm not in favor of the red flag laws. And the bigger catch is, you know, you take the whole California thing into play, you know, the California school shooting, or not California, the Florida school shooting. There were red flags going off by that guy all over the frickin' place, and nobody ever did anything. This is going
to
be one of those hammers that they use against. I know. That's what I'm talking about. This is one of these hammers that's going to be used against the wrong people again.
Yep. Absolutely. Sure. That's what they want. They want to level the playing field. They want to get it.
I mean, if there was absolutely no way
so
for this to be corrupted, if there was absolutely no way for this to be corrupted, then I'd probably still have a problem with it, but
right.
I don't know. But I know good and well that this is going to be corrupted. This is going to be used outside of its purview.
Yep.
to borrow a Mueller's words. And it's going to be used against the wrong people.
It sure is.
To the detriment of the country.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be against just one person. It's going to be against a whole slew of people.
Anybody with any hope of standing up. Which is why we have to plan accordingly. This is why we must plan accordingly. Now, we're down to about the last 60 seconds. Eva, you got anything you want to throw out for tomorrow night's show?
We're just going to go into more detail on this speech and how I am spitting nails.
Well, if you're going to be spitting nails, and if you do any, if you come up with any writings or whatever, share your research so that I'll have an idea of what you're talking about, where you're getting it from. That way, we both know where you're coming from, and we can go from there.
Okie dokie, folks.
And by the way, all three of us can be red flagged right now because of what we're speaking.
Exactly.
I was telling people to start buying their guns off the books and burying them somewhere so that they could get to them later. That right there, in and of itself, would be a red flag offense.
Sadly enough, my grandfather told my father that many, many years ago, and he told him how to do it. So even back then, they knew someday the government was going to come for the guns.
Yeah.
That's a shame. This is America. Why are we even thinking and talking like this? This is America. Why are we letting these people hijack the system? We need to stand up.
Because they want this system to be able to be integrated with the Russian communism.
Yeah.
And it may be China today, but they want it to be able to integrate our society directly into a communist society and destroy
all the laws,
the last bastion of freedom. The United States is, regardless of what anybody says, the United States is still the last true bastion of freedom.
Yep.
I know that there are going to be people that you're going to say, well, there's other free countries. Well, yeah, of course there are. Now,
okay,
it is what it is, folks. And the only thing that we can do is prepare for it to the best of our abilities.
For sure. I'm going to give everyone a good night. The clock has already gone out. You just want to talk right through this?
No, I got to go and get ready for work.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. We'll have a
I got a night shift tonight. I'm going to hate that.
We'll talk to you manana, okay?
All right.
Wake up, America.
And then I'll
Wake
have
up,
to go to
America.
Then I'll have to go to work tomorrow night.
See, that's what they count on, Jimmy. They count on us chasing a dollar so that we're distracted. And, you know, the government can run wild and run rampant and do what they want to do. Then we have to deal with, you know, us being lax and letting them run wild. America,
well, I'm
up.
Still working on getting my dollars other ways so that I don't have to punch time clocks. And then I can put in 6 to 8 hours a day of research.
Well,
if that's what I choose
you. I'm
to
talking
do.
About the typical. I'm talking about the typical sheeple. These people, they wake up, punch a time clock. They're in their happy little bubble. They're keeping up with the Kardashians, and they hear this speech come across, and they're like, yeah, go Trump, go. They have no clue that it could be turned against them at any given point in time.
You up for call, Renegade?
Actually, I got to get to bed. But tomorrow
oh my
I am.
God.
It's
okay.
Getting late on my end. I had like 3 hours to sleep last night, so I'm pretty
whatever, cute. Blah, 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 whatever. Night, everybody.
God bless.
Yes, good night. Sleep, sleep, sleep dreams. All right, good night. Yeah.